fit into the lobby space. So a lot, lots of things were done to make it more user-friendly, more visitor-friendly.
Together. Being in complete unity with each other, harmony with each other, and not letting the man maneuver us into fighting one another. As long as we practice brotherhood among ourselves, and then others who want to practice brotherhood with us, we're for that. But I don't think that we should run around trying to love somebody who doesn't love us.
Get it? Take a look into the sky and see it scraping the buildings. Or look into the mirror, see the face of resilience. My heart and frustration is in it. When I spit it, it's vintage. Soul molded into my own image. Yeah.
Hi, this is Corey Sear from the Group Revealer. We're hanging out with WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Field recordings, found sound, soundscapes, ambience.
Bells, bugs,
whispers, and plinks.
Hosted by
Stephen Bradley
and Edward Rahelstreet.
Every fifth Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Bells, bugs, whispers, and plinks
on WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lynn Sloniker of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, I'm Mike Clifford. As the nation grieves the sudden passing of Maryland's Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, activists in his Baltimore district remember him for his passionate support for local issues.
In a city with high poverty and transportation troubles, Cummings has been a tireless advocate of improving the commute, especially for low-income residents, says Brian O'Malley with the Central Maryland Transportation Alliance. O'Malley worked with Cummings on many projects, including establishing a train line that connects Baltimore with Washington.
One thing he said that really stuck with me, which is he said, why this matters is this isn't just running a train up and down the tracks. This brings life to life.
O'Malley also said during his 11 years working with Cummings, the congressman had a way of making people feel important, even on the most mundane projects. West Baltimore erupted into protests after 25-year-old Freddie Gray died in police custody. During the riots that followed Gray's death, Matthew Hubbard, community activist and owner of a West Baltimore barbershop, says Cummings helped restore order and assured people that the authorities were taking the case seriously.
He walked through the neighborhood. They changed the mindset in this area. After that, now black men start stepping up and try to change the inner city.
Throughout the day Thursday, Hubbard says his customers remembered Cummings and all he did for the city. I'm Diane Bernard reporting.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry is stepping down. The New York Times reports Perry has drawn scrutiny for his role in the controversy surrounding President Trump's efforts to push Ukraine officials to investigate the son of a political rival. He told the president Thursday he would resign from the cabinet. As you may know, the EPA wants to roll back regulations for controlling methane emissions from the oil and gas industry, but clean air advocates say that's going in the wrong direction.
On Thursday, in Dallas, Texas, the EPA held its only hearing on a proposal to loosen regulations designed to curb emissions of the potent greenhouse gas. Pennsylvania is the second largest producer of methane in the country. Patrice Tomchek with Moms Clean Air Force says methane is responsible for 25% of the climate change already taking place around the world and in the Commonwealth.
Families are experiencing increasing floodings and drought, and the air is degrading also because of this.
The Trump administration says rolling back methane emission regulations will save the oil and gas industry millions of dollars a year in compliance costs. The EPA takes public comments until November 25th. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
This is PMS. The state of Massachusetts is home to the man who leads the Voter Protection Corps. It's a new national nonprofit that launched to address voting difficulties ahead of the 2020 election.
Since 2020 could be even more volatile than past elections, the group has assembled a team of voter protection experts, with some members of Congress as advisors. Quentin Palfrey chairs the Voter Protection Corps, after serving in a similar role in Ohio for Barack Obama's 2008 campaign. Palfrey explains why the organization is launching now, before many nominees have even been chosen.
A lot of the challenges that voters face, whether that's poor ballot design or long lines or old-fashioned voter suppression, a lot of the factors that go into that happen well in advance of the election.
While the Corps is nonpartisan, Palfrey acknowledges that the team has largely worked for Democrats. Most recently, he was the 2018 Democratic nominee in the Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor race. I'm Laura Ross-Brautelum reporting.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Fulcrum. More information is online at voterprotection.org. And the acting director of the Bureau of Land Management has advocated for selling off public lands, and conservation groups say that's reason enough. He needs to step down.
William Perry Pendley was a controversial choice when named to the post. At a recent conference, Pendley told the crowd the BLM's mission is to drill for oil, mine coal, cut trees, and allow ranchers to graze cattle. He didn't mention historic uses of public land, such as recreation and conservation. Jesse Dubell with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation calls Pendley an example of a fox guarding the henhouse.
With the agenda of the current administration and with the agenda of Pendley at the BLM, it's inevitable that the end game here is to try to dispose of those lands, transfer them to the state so they can be sold off.
12 U.S. senators asked Interior Secretary David Bernhardt in late September to dismiss Pendley from the job. I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, about a dozen Ohio TV stations changing their tune today, so to speak. The FCC halfway through a national consolidation of TV frequencies. The move is to gain more broadcast airwave space for high-speed wireless service. Gene Kiddo with the FCC explains the number of people using antennas is actually growing. That is, viewers cut the cord from cable and satellite services.
They still want and need local news and weather alerts and other emergency alerts that their broadcast stations provide. And so they are turning to antennas for that. About 15% to probably 25%, depending on the market, are actually using antennas for either some or all of their TVs.
According to the Nielsen rating service, 16.4 million U.S. households have an over-the-air digital antenna in 2018, compared to about 12 million back in 2014. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. The League of Women Voters of the Mid-Hudson Region held a candidates forum October 16th with a live web stream for some of the event, but not when the candidates for Dutchess County Executive talked. The forum began at 7 p.m. at the FDR Presidential Library and also included candidates for Dutchess County Clerk and District Attorney. Reportedly, members of the audience put up live web streams of the early part of the event. But at 8 p.m., just before incumbent Republican Mark Molinaro and Democratic challenger Joe Ruggiero took the stage, organizers huddled with the candidates and decided to tell all audience members to turn off all live web streams. A League of Women Voters official told WGXC they wanted, quote, to avoid issues when people splice and edit content out of context, unquote, though they did not say why they did not have that problem with the earlier part of the forum. Ruggiero, though, either misunderstood or tells a different story. Quote, League of Women Voters stated they've live-streamed in their previous events. However, in this case, live-streaming would show one candidate in a more favorable light than another, unquote, he wrote in a message to WGXC. The Panda TV 23 station was recording the event, but for an unknown reason, were not live web streaming. League of Women Voters officials say Panda 23 TV 23 will post a recording of the event in a few days. Village of Athens officials announced October 15th that the village last week received a $9,900 grant from Hudson River Valley Greenway to support the updating of its 2007 comprehensive plan. According to a press release from Mayor Stefan Bratisic, the village will work with the town of Athens on the project. Quote, the comprehensive plan is a vision for the future with long-range goals and objectives for all activities that affect local government, unquote, said Bratisic. Quote, the 2007 plan is a great foundation, but is due for an update because of significant changes in our economic, social, and environmental conditions over the past 12 years, unquote. The award was presented during the October 9th meeting of the Greenway Communities Council at the FDR Library and Museum in Hyde Park, New York. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado said October 16th, as the opioid epidemic continues to devastate the country, more should be done in the area of prevention. The Rhinebeck Democrat said nationwide lawsuits against prescription manufacturers who push their opioid medications are a good beginning. At the same time, he said those who legitimately need painkillers should not be prevented from using them. Quote, we talk a lot about treatment, unquote, he said. Quote, we talk a lot about decriminalizing addiction, but not enough emphasis is put on prevention and how we can get out in front of the problem, whether that is through more educational tools, whether that is through funding prevention centers. We should be not just reactive, but more proactive in our approach, unquote. Delgado said he would like to see more emphasis placed on drug courts and decriminalization. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union, Schoharie County District Attorney Susan J. Mallory says the questionable business practices of the Mavis Auto Shop in Saratoga Springs played no role in the limousine crash in Schoharie last year that killed 20 people. The prosecutor contends the limo operator's defense team overstated the recent whistleblower revelations. In a letter October 16th to Schoharie County Court Judge George R. Bartlett III, Mallory said attorneys for the limousine company's operator wrongly cast blame on the Mavis Discount Tire Outlet, where workers had allegedly falsified invoices about the brake work performed on the 2001 Ford Excursion. Hussein, the owner of the company, is charged with 20 counts of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The district attorney said that an accident reconstruction expert attributed the failure to improper vehicle maintenance and concluded that the master brake cylinder was in working order at the time of the crash. The Mavis Tire Store in Saratoga Springs has been a target of it in at least four civil lawsuits brought by families of victims in the October 6, 2018 crash that killed 20 people. Read the full story in the Times Union. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at waveform.org and WGXC.org and find out more information about all these stories, links to local recordings of town meetings, and an exhaustive list of local community events at waveform.org and WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today will be dry and temperatures will start out in the lower 40s and reach the mid-50s by 1 p.m. Tonight, temperatures will drop to the low 30s. Bring in those plants, there will be a frost warning. Tomorrow, temperatures may get back up to almost 60 degrees. Over on the river, high tides will be at 6.05 a.m. and at 6.02 p.m. Low tides will be at 12.39 a.m. and at 12.22 p.m. Water temperature will be 59 degrees. Looking beyond the clouds, we see the next solar cycle is taking its sweet time waking up. We have just broken a record for greatest percentage of a year without sunspots. And with a couple months left to go in 2019, it will be the least active year on record and possibly for a very long time. Current solar wind speed is 356 kilometers per second at 0.9 protons per milliliter. The predicted 24-hour KP index is 2. Quiet. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who asks that you help out here at WGXC and become a sustaining member. These members are the fuel that sustains the wonderful social adhesive that is WGXC. So please consider becoming one of these members. All you have to do is call 518-697-7400 or do it cyberstyle at wgxc.org/donate.
Please join us on Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m. for a Town of Caro candidate forum at the Caro Durham High School in the auditorium.
This is an opportunity to ask questions of the candidates and hear their answers to help you make an informed decision on November 5th.
The public is invited at 6 p.m. to submit questions.
The forum will begin at 6:30 promptly and will be moderated by seniors in Caro Durham's College Government class.
The forum will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM and streamed online at wgxc.org/live.
Child care will be available.
We look forward to seeing you there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC is having a fall pledge drive. It's till Halloween, and our goal is to secure 50 new sustaining supporters who will help keep us on air. You know, WGXC is a nonprofit. This is all volunteer out of the love of radio, and your contributions are tax deductible. So if you ever want to donate, you could do $5 monthly, you could do $10 monthly, you could do, you know, if you wanted $15 monthly, $20, $25, you could even go all the way up to $300. Now, if you were to do the donate monthly, you could always cancel it, you know, because sometimes life gets in the way and you don't have, you know, we get it. Sometimes life gets in the way. But you can even do a one-time contribution. And you can use credit card or PayPal. You can even do a check. If you want to do a check, it'll be P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. And you could, if you donate, get a little shout out. So please, give us your money so that you can continue to hear our voices. Be a sustaining supporter. Invest in this every month, if you'd like. And we would love it. Our goal is to get to $5,000 monthly. We are about, I would say, over halfway there, right? Because as of October 1st, 2019, 190 sustaining supporters contribute an average of $14.44 monthly, which is $2,743 towards our goal of $5,000 a month. So we over halfway there. So if you would like to donate, please go to wavefarm.org/WF/support. That is wavefarm.org/WF/SUPPORT. Wavefarm.org/WF/support. Get us, sustain the support for WGXC 90.7 FM. So Slap of Reality with Janessa Hope Mackey can stay on air and keep contributing to your mornings. Now, I'm going to get back into that Heavy D and the boys. Shout out to my man, my brother Vern. That's my guy. And I'll be right back with you. Let's get into this vibe. Let's get it.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
And as I aforementioned, we are here at WGXC launching our on-air pledge drive. And I just a few minutes ago gave you all a bit of information, and I'm going to repeat it. There are a couple of things that you need to know about what we're trying to do this time around. Number one, our total goal would be $15,000. $16,000 to $20,000 would certainly be whoopee for us, but we're aiming for $15,000. We're also aiming for adding 50 more sustaining monthly supporters. Those are the people who every month make an ongoing contribution, a donation to WGXC. Not to wait until we do the pledge drives, but to give us a donation once a week, once a month, whatever you feel comfortable being able to do. I personally would like to hear 5 people call in today and say that you wish to become a monthly sustaining contributor to WGXC. So that's what our goals are. That's what WGXC's goals are. And that's what my personal goal is. And we're looking forward to hearing from you, our listeners. It's all for you. It's all about you. So we're doing our best to serve you, and we can only serve you if we are financially able to continue to do that. And in addition, we are making an ongoing concerted effort to make you all more aware that we want to be able to collaborate with all of these nonprofit agencies or service providers who serve our Columbia Green communities. So anyone who needs to call in and share any information about how we better do that or who we should be doing it with, and other kinds of things, let us know. And we will try to find a way to connect with them and develop not only a service provider network, but one that includes information to all of our County Green and Columbia residents that we serve. So the number is 518-697-7400. One more time, 518-697-7400. Or you may reach us online at WGXC.org/donate. WGXC.org/donate. Let's hear from you. We know you're out there.
Ah, honey, you want to head upstate to Hudson? Check out the hubbub and the hot scene going on up there?
Oh, I don't know. Oh dear, I really love it down here in Scarsdale, New York, and I have a lot of gardening and flower beds to do.
Oh dear, dear, let's get up there. Let's see what those 20-somethings are up to. They're so hungry, I love throwing them the blueberry muffins from the Escalade when we drive by.
Oh, that is good sport. You're right, honey. Let's go up the Taconic to check on the 20-somethings in Hudson. None of them have jobs. Let's turn on the radio. Oh, there's nothing here. I usually hear that left-wing communist radical lesbian radio station WGXC. I don't hear it anymore. Honey, what would I do?
I don't know, honey. Try the other band. Try the different band.
Oh, it's not coming in here either. Something's wrong. I hope they're okay. Please, get into my wallet and get the credit card.
Yeah, let me get that credit card. Oh, here's a credit card, honey.
Oh, yes, send them some money immediately. Send them money so they can stay on the air. I love their diverse programming.
Yeah, I do, too. I love that show that plays that music from faraway lands.
Oh, honey, we've got to get up there and help them immediately.
WGXC 90.7. We're here if you're here.
When you hear sound, when you hear radio, you hear the propagation of waves.
Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur, or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
I'm a rogue.